Hachette Audio presents A Bend in the Stars, written by Rachel Barenbaum, read by Eduardo Ballerini and Therese Plummer. For Adam and for Ezra, Lily and Jonah. In physical reality, one cause does not produce a given effect, but a multitude of distinct causes contribute to produce it, without our having any means of discriminating the part of each of them. Henri Poincaré, The Measure of Time, 1898. 2000, Philadelphia, United States. Ethel Zane stood next to her granddaughter, Lena, in the museum's rotunda, and tried to catch her breath by pretending to examine the painting in front of them. The oversized canvas once served as the backdrop for a ballet, a Russian Romeo and Juliet, and Ethel had studied it so many times she didn't need to look to see its brilliance. A sun and a moon hung together in a sky ignited by shades of orange. "Are you ready, Bubby?" Lena asked. Her curls were dripping, and the dress she'd spent so much time choosing was splotched with rain. "They're waiting for us." "After all this time, another minute won't hurt." If only she could smoke inside. Lena threaded her fingers through Ethel's. "I've always loved the romance in this."
"It's not romance. This painting is about an eclipse."
Ethel pulled her granddaughter close.
"See? The sun and the moon are converging. There's the eclipse. And from that, you're sensing...